Cuomo says New York is now at its lowest rate of infection since the pandemic began. Testing shows the rate of the virus in the state is at 1.3%. 14 people died of the disease on June 25th. He says his chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, is reaching out to her counterparts in Texas, Arizona, and Florida to see if the state can be of any assistance, for instance, loaning ventilators or other medical equipment.
Our offer is open-ended. However we can help, we are in a position to provide any of the above. Equipment, staff, knowledge, ventilators, National Guard assistance, whatever they need. Technical assistance.
The governor says many other states helped New York when the state was the epicenter of the virus in the spring, and he wants to repay the favor. At the same time, New York is continuing to require that travelers from states with high rates of infection quarantine for 2 weeks after they come here. It's a reversal from March and April, when the state was the epicenter of the disease in the U.S., and other states required that visitors from New York quarantine. At the time, the governor questioned the legality of such measures. Cuomo says he's talking to airport officials and even federal customs agents on how New York's travel advisory can legally be enforced.
We are talking to the airlines right now about our ability as a state to question people coming into our airports, gathering information from them, doing checks from them, on them, temperature checks, etc. What is our legal authority, and how cooperative would the airlines be? We're in the middle of that now. We're also talking to the federal authorities about what they would be willing to do. Customs, Border Patrol, that's all federal.
The state is currently in litigation with Customs and Border Patrol over the federal government's move to ban New Yorkers from the Trusted Traveler Program. That was due to a dispute over granting standard driver's license applications to undocumented immigrants. The governor's comments come as the White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first public briefing in nearly 2 months. Cuomo says states that followed the guidance of President Trump's administration, which advocated for faster reopening of the economy and fewer precautions like mandatory mask wearing, are now faring poorly. States like New York, which relied on science and data during its shutdown and cautious reopening with strict social distancing, are now doing well and have low rates of infection. Cuomo says the two theories were tested, and the results are now in.
What are the results from testing of the theory in the laboratory of reality called America? And let's get past this silly political argument, who's right, who's wrong, who's right, who's wrong. Just look at the numbers.
The governor warns, though, that unless New Yorkers continue to follow safety protocols, the virus could come back. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.